This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, attorney Paul Cambria. We're talking about the 23andMe bankruptcy and how this might impact everything from consumers to the company itself. Hey, Paul, thanks for being with us this morning. There's such a big question now with this company that millions of people have submitted their DNA to that has so much information about everybody of what will become of their personal data in a bankruptcy filing. What can you tell us about what bankruptcy means for a company that has so much user data?
Well, you know, bankruptcy is a federal, there's a federal law that allows companies to either go bankrupt or to be reorganized. Basically, it's designed to save a disaster for large companies with lots of employees. Simply shutting down gives them a way to settle their debts or to reorganize their debts. The problem here is that the so-called HIPAA laws, which we're all familiar with, are laws that protect the privacy of medical information. They don't apply to a company like this. They apply to, you know, medical professionals, hospitals, doctors, clinics, etc. And so now you're at the mercy of whatever the agreement is with the company that has your DNA data. And so this particular company, of course, says that it has confidentiality and that information can't be disclosed without consent of the individual who owns the, owns the original medical data. The problem is going to be is that will there be any real protection? This company's out of business. How will that all be handled? And so people are at risk for a company like this, which people would submit their DNA to because they were trying to find out their ancestors and so on. And so they're at risk that that information might be shared with, you know, a pharmaceutical company or something like that. So that's really what the current problem is.
I see. So it's not considered a health company like a medical office. But if somebody gave their DNA, they probably agreed to a privacy policy, whether they know it or not. But what happens to that policy when a company goes through bankruptcy?
Yeah, that's the problem here. It appears that this company that as part of their information to the people that submit their test results and so on to them, part of it is that they have the right to sell that. And apparently that's what's happened here. They've sold it. So now without actually seeing, you know, what their privacy policy is, since I haven't seen that, the consumer, if you will, is at the mercy of whatever their agreement was. A lot of times, you know, they're check the box kind of thing when you're submitting this information, and this company may very well be able to sell it to another company. And then however it'll be used will be the problem.
And then anyone could buy this, right? I mean, any company, whether it be from the U.S. or even overseas.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to. I mean, I haven't seen the actual, you know, contract, if you will. But apparently, from what I'm reading, they have the ability and the right to sell their information to any other company. And so the question will be, what company gets it and what are they going to do with it? And if they do something with it that, you know, exposes people or violates their privacy and so on, you know, that remains to be seen.
There are 15 million customers who have used the site and submitted data are being encouraged to go online and delete it or request that it be deleted. But
yeah, apparently they have a procedure. They do have a procedure from which I've read about where you can contact this company and tell them that you don't want any of your data disclosed and it should be deleted. Apparently that mechanism is in place. Now, we have a company that's out of business, you know, do they have the employees who are going to do it? And, you know, there are other questions.
Now, my question is, if you do that and you do delete your data, should you feel confident that it's actually deleted or should you kind of question that?
Well, that's the problem. We're talking about a company that's out of business. You know, are their employees being paid? If they're not being paid, what are the chances they're going to do something, you know, perform some kind of work? So it's definitely a risk, especially when you're dealing with a non-viable company. I mean, the company's out of business. And so you're basically at the mercy of whoever's running the operation and what they're doing with it.
I mean, would there be, so if I go in, I did the 23andMe and I then go in and click the box and say, hey, don't, you know, delete my data or don't share my data or anything like that. But then the company gets sold, somebody else buys them. I mean, would there be something legally binding where they couldn't access this data that was supposedly, you know, hidden away or deleted or whatever it is? Or could they then write their own rules with the company?
Yeah. Well, from what I'm reading, and, you know, we can only know the details. We don't have the contracts. You know, you can just read about what supposedly they contain, but supposedly, they have the right to transfer this data and sell it to another company. And so, clearly, you know, there's exposure here.
Well, it's really a pretty fascinating and very interesting for all the customers of 23andMe. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.